Congressman Smith believes the resolution sends the wrong message to America's enemies. He says it will hurt the military's ability to fight effectively in Iraq.
It's like telling you to fight with one arm tied behind your back, and that is no way to defeat a terrorist.
Smith says critics of the president's plan are wrong, and that the war has kept America safe.
There's a reason there has been no terrorist attack on America since 2001. It's not because some want to second-guess our military. It's because our troops want to win.
Congressman Doggett disagrees. He supports the resolution and argues that the Iraq War is the greatest foreign policy failure in America's history. He says the president's strategy is only making matters worse.
There is a better way to show support for our troops than just sending more of them to be killed.
Doggett says Congress should move beyond the resolution and start to cut off funding for the war.
Unless we move forward to place firm limitations on the appropriations, we will leave this war-making president constrained only by Dick Cheney's imagination.
After three full days of debate, Congress will vote on the resolution Friday. It is expected to pass. Charles Davis, KUT News.